biscuits are made from flour and corn pones made from cornmeal. And they would take, well, my uncle who had the cows had just fields and fields of corn. There's like corn that people eat, corn that animals eat. It's like a whole different kind. And the corns that the people would eat, they would grind and then just, or, and sell them to all the hill people. And sometimes the hill people would grow their own corn and they would bring it to his grist mill and he would grind it for them for a price. Sometimes for a, like a slab of ham or a, some deer sausage that they would make or deer jerky. All kinds of cool stuff like that.
I remember picking corn when I was a kid.
Maybe the only thing that they actually didn't do for themselves was make the sugar. They didn't actually, they actually went and bought sugar and bought coffee. Stuff like that. And I remember my when my grandmother would buy butter, too, later on in her years.
Did they have people actually come by to deliver stuff, or did they?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Even here in Atlanta, we had, growing up in Stone Mountain, we had milk delivery. They would deliver milk to, and cheese and eggs they would deliver. Mm-hmm. Mathis Dairy.
Huh, that's interesting.
With a little milk box. It was like a little insulated milk box, and they would deliver it twice a week. Wow. Man, was it good. You just don't see milk like that today.
What's the difference, do you think?
I don't know. It was just so fresh, and I don't know how to describe it. It wasn't thick like that, you know, fresh milk stuff, but it was so fresh. It came right from the dairy, right from Mathis Dairy. I think Parliament might own it now, but back then it was Mathis Dairy. Man, it came in these glass jars, and man, that was just good stuff. Stone, I think the cat just jumped up into the chimney. The coal chimney. See it? She's messing around up there.
She's gonna get nasty up there.
What are you doing, Brandon?
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Let's see. Where was that? What about, what kind of meats do you remember her?
Oh my God. They were so great. There was nothing like cured ham coming from. Now that would, like, there would be like maybe 10 miles over, you know, three mountain ridges. There would be families that raised pork or hogs, and they would be like the suppliers of all that for, you know, that particular county or however they grouped it up there. Oh my God, the big thick slabs of that salted cured ham. Oh my God, that was so good. You know, honey baked ham, what they call honey baked ham today? Well, they would take like rumps like that and cure them with like molasses and brown sugar. In, I guess they would call them smokehouses. They were probably a lot more, less rudimentary when I was a kid than they were, you know, like maybe 10 years before I was born, but they still functioned the same way, mm-hmm. where they just hung it. They would make the best deer sausage up there, because, you know, a lot of people up there still, you know, ate squirrel and possum and groundhog and raccoon, mm-hmm. and, lots and lots and lots of deer. So they made deer a lot of different ways too. They would make deer burgers and deer tenderloins, but my favorite was the deer salami and the deer sausage that they would make and cure. That was really, really good.
Gosh, it sounds like you had...
That was really good. And we ate a lot of squirrel too, because my dad was a big squirrel hunter up there. And when I moved up there, when I got out of high school, I mean, that's still what people, you know, my age did. They would go out drinking on the weekends, and, you know, out in the ridges and in the mountains. And then as the sun would come up, they would go squirrel hunting. And even my grandmother, she loved squirrel. We would just skin them and save the tails and chop them up and just boil them with some onions and make dumplings with the meat and the gravy, or fry them like chicken. That was really good.
Thinking about some of the other things about a house, like old house, like maybe the bedrooms, what kind of things would you find?
They were cold. They were cold. And in my grandmother's house, they actually had what looked like